Some halachas and of chivas. So, and Yishara came recently, which is that somebody owed somebody money, and the guy wasn't paying it back. It wasn't happening, and it was slapping. The guy's like, I don't come to your neighborhood. So the guy's like, okay, maybe just like, I don't know, send it with somebody. Just, you know, get the money back to me. So they sent $900 with somebody, and they didn't tell the person that they're sending it with them. And as they sent it with like one of these messengers people, so they took like a shaytel, and in the shaytel they put like the $900. And they didn't tell the guy. The shaytel gets to the shaytel macher, and plus we also $900 inside of it. And lie down, like there. So she calls the guy up and says, where's the money? He goes, I sent it. I never got it. So the shayla is, who is responsible for the money in that type of situation? What?
What does she have to say?
Money? I brought a shaytel. What are you talking about? Okay, so the luck is, when again, if you make a shliach to pay somebody back, so it's interesting. If, we'll go through one or two cases before that, but if, let's say if I owe you money and I say, here, give this money, I make your shliach to pay that person back. So the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in First bank, sixth bank, is something called Hilch Kiski Dami. If I tell you to bring to somebody, so it's like I'm saying Kiski Dami, that you should be Zechifem, and right away, pass me the shul, please. Right away, when I give the money to the Shliach, I can't take it back. Ready, the Malva is kind of the money right away. Even though it's a Hilch Kiski, but the Gemara says that the Achrayas is still on the Mishalayach. Because it's only a Schos. I think I can take it back, but not because that he's shabbat achrayis. Therefore, if he tells somebody I'm making your shliach to pay back, right away the person's zayicha, but the achrayis is still on the b'shalayach. So the Gemara says, let's say if I tell you to send it with somebody. So the Gemara says, if I tell you to send it with somebody, so then the achrayis is on the b'shalayach. On the person who says to send it. So if I tell you go send it with this person, the halacha is then if you send it to the person, you can be potter. As long as Ian and the Chavar brings down, even if I didn't tell you who to send it with, I said send it with, if I say send it with Moishi, so yeah, it's much easier to understand. I told you to send it with Moishi, and you know, got lost. If I say just send it with somebody, I didn't say who, and you send it, being that I'm doing what you told me to do, and I got lost, or disappeared, or whatever it was, the halacha is that the Malva is not going to get his money, and therefore he's not able to get it back. So if it back, he has to shake the macha. What should happen? The case of Shetel Macha. What should be the halacha about this? That is potter. The only thing is like this. That's a mystery potter. The only thing is like this. The only time you potter is number one is that you send Biyad Adam Naman. That's number one. Send it with a trustworthy person. If I tell you send it with somebody, I can say, oh, when you send it with somebody who's not a trustworthy person, so. Okay. You know, we could debate what that is. It has to be Derech B'nei Adam Regil Mahavar Shemalainam. It has to be way that. The way people normally send money. If it's not the way people normally send money, then it's not going to be good over here. So really what happened was that one person is his Rav, and his Rav said that he's potter. And then the guy from my shul was a Shetel Macher to me. I said, Vadei Chayev. Because the only time you're potter is if you do it in the way which is Derech Nadam to send. Hiding $900 in a Shetel is not a Derech Nadam to send it. What?
It was
No, so the other Rav, I imagine, didn't... wasn't Magus like it? Wasn't Magus in that detail? In other words, I'm not giving me a psalm. There's supposed to be an alpha psalm with two people because those two sides always details. It's not giving me a psalm. The way you're saying it, if they said send it. So, first, the Shetamach is I never met the Makabach Christ. This is very important. I never met the Makabach Christ. I meant it. Get it back to me. But the Maestro, if you say send it, you know, that's called Gabbos Achais. But the time of years was hiding the money of her is not a normal thing to do. And therefore, I keep shooting, they're going to be. I thought the guy goes with the other Rav. I'm sure I'm asking. No, I'm sure the other Rav here is the Cheshman of Yamaskim, for sure. It's not a normal thing to do, you know, therefore they're going to be Chayiv. Okay. No, it's supposed to, the other Rav wasn't giving a Petor Pesach. The only Eilecha thing is that they sit down together, you know, you don't do one side of it. Okay. A very common shot that comes up in the Geir Chayivus in Eretz Yisrael is Yorshim in terms of having to pay the Chayivus of their parents. Many times, and make a chazan eretz, so people have to borrow money, and then if you know, if you want to live for a nice long age to pay it off. So a lot of times they can have chayvus. And the shaila is, are you shem chuyif to pay up for the parents, you know, if they ain't borrow the money, or not? So it depends. If it's karka, so what's the halacha by karka? The karka is if the yerushim or yerushim, the father had karka. So the halacha is, then there's a chiyuv. Where's the chiyuv come from? Right, shibud derayis, shibud derabanan. If I lend you money, there's shibud derayis, shibud derabanan. And if there's going to be karka, it's possible that there's going to be a chiyuv, and that'll be a regular chiyuv. And it says, you force them, just like you force the father, and you force them. Therefore, father dies and there's a house, so the Yerushim, or Yerush, the house, it's karka, and therefore we're going to force the Yerushim to sell the house in order to go pay up the chiyuv. Let's say there wasn't any karka. He didn't have any karka, but there was metatlin. He left over, whatever, you know, left over metatlin, left over a ring, they left over lawnmower, all sorts of metatlin. So the question must be like metatlin. Metatlin, the law is that there is no shibud by metatlin. Shibud is only by karkais. By metatlin, there's no shibud. So meikar adin saying the law is that if you only left a metatlin, ain't kuvas leparecha v'vim. There's no shibud, but mitzvah aleim leparecha v'vim. There's no shibud. There's no shibud right shibud rabbanan, but there's still a mitzvah al tzkibud avim. As the person's father, the person's parents were nefter, and they had a chayiv. So there's still there's a mitzvah to give it a name to go ahead and pay off all the chivas of the parents.
What's happening to the father not paying up? Does the money him for not paying up?
Chayv, yeah. Saying. So if you pay up, so then you're taking care of that issue. Yeah, the chayv still exists. So if you pay off that chayv, so you're taking care of the issue. Let's say that's right. The goyim were masakin that, but we don't force. This is a mitzvah, but we don't force. The goyim were masakin that by metaltlin, you force even metaltlin. That he said that they say bezman hazeh the ikker shiba nowadays on metaltlin. You see all these people at karka, you lend money at das karka nowadays. The goyim say the ikker shiba is on metaltlin, and therefore the goyim say that nowadays you would force them to go ahead and pay back metaltlin. So let's say a person wasn't yerush any money. They metatlin also would force them. Let's say a person not yerush anything, and there's no yerusha. So the question is, do you have to go ahead and pay off the chivus of the parents or not? So the luck is, when it comes to kibud aveim, I think we spoke about in the past, like kibud aveim, who has to, you have to spend money on kibud aveim. The Gemara Shah is kibud aveim, mishal av or mishal ben. You have to spend money on it or not. The maskana of the Gemara Kedushin is, a kibud aveim is mishal av. In other words, you have to respect your parents, stand up for them, take care of them, to the truck and visit them, but you don't have to spend money on them. Whereas they need supper. Maybe you have to cook it for them, but it's not if they buy the food. But there's no...
Time
is money. That's American.
I'm saying your whole life is costing you money. You're serving
your father all day. Okay, the malacha is different. But in terms of actually having to spend money, there's they want to the Esav Chaim that doesn't want to spend money to go on a horse and buggy, I guess was to travel to go visit his parents. Does he have to do it or not? Because you don't spend money on kibbutzim. So Chaim said, no, but you should walk. Okay, we have to know exactly that. But kind of we're asking that there's no chiv to spend money on kibbutzim. The chiv is more from your parents. Therefore, if somebody does not have any yerusha, so there's no chiv kibbutzim to pay off the chiv. It's not your chiv. And therefore, it goes like Paschim Machaber. Mitzvah Yisharim L'Parichim Mevim Koyvim Zebekach. That's when you have karaka. Metatlin is just a mitzvah. Goyim said now there's more chiyuv. But if there's no money, then it says that you know mitzvah lacha, there's bachalal no mitzvah. I'm loyal to Kum Aviam and you shouldn't have a part of my Aviam. I feel it's like there's no mitzvah because there's no chiyuv. Now, the Rosh Hashanah does say it's a nice thing to do with these chassidus. You want to get your father out of Ganon, right? We don't have to come back as a cat to pay off the chayv which he has. It's a nice thing to do, but it's really out of the boundaries of kibud aveim. There are a lot of things in kibud aveim which I don't have to do, but if you do, you're mekayim a mitzvah. So that's a mitzad chiyuv kibud aveim. It's not, but it would be maybe a nice thing to do, maybe technically. It would be a nice thing to do, and it would be a inyan to do, but there's no chiyuv. Yeah, Midas Chassidus. Not in the mitzvah, but only in the chassidus. Now let's say, it's got this in some cases Rama has, once a guy died, and he left over money, and they were afraid the Yerushim wouldn't pay up the parents' chayiv. So the person went to stop the parents from being buried until they have the chayiv.
What?
Then I can write it to you pay. So Rama brings down Reuven, Shay Chayav Shimon Omeis, Reuven Yochas, Shimon Lakev, Kivrase, Ad Shepur Loi, can stop it. If Shimon is curvish Reuven, he shouldn't do it. But if Shimon is a curve, you know, it's you that money is a curve, you shouldn't do it. But that's him, you can stop the person's kfur until the person's going to pay up.
Any person can stop
him. Now, so the Chachas Svi is only talking about the Yerushim Re'ile, the strong people, and not going to, if you parry it, Reuven Chesh is not going to pay up the chayiv. But about in a regular situation, about you do it. Nesiva says that if you go to Kupa Staka to bury him, you know, as if there's really an attack of real Chashash, you don't get the money, Besim is brought down. Besim, it'd be mocking to even stop the guy's crew until the guy pays up. If the guy was Jewish character or the guy was Jewish mice.
So according to this, the Chabadidisha shouldn't be doing it.
Why? Because what?
Normally it's not. In regular case, it's not like
an illegal. What do you say? Yeah, right, it's not illegal. I mean, I hope so. The Jewish Rabbi is a suffix. Let's say the guy has Yerush money, metatlan, not karka, and he has his own chayv to pay off, or his father's chayv. Who goes first? So it's a really interesting shot. You say his keeps himself, he has to pay off his chayv, or the sibis of the business is Yerush's money, they have to pay off his chayv. No, so karka is a shubim, metatlan's not a shubim. So the shubim, what? So before the Tanz Gainim, the Pasha the Rajma says it goes to his own Chayiv, even if the Tanz Gainim, there may be this night also, the Chayiv, you know, his own Chayiv Lamaisa would go first. I guess we'll move on to another topic. So we came out, Yerush Karka, it's the Shibud, the Tatlin is a mitzvah, and the Tanz Gainim say even they have to give the Tatlin, and if there's no money, it's just Indian and Minas Hasidus. I go, if you have two Yerushim, who has to pay the fine? Who should have to pay off? So Batsim, you split it, you know, the mitzvah and the chiv is going to be on both of them, and Batsim, you go ahead and split it. Can I speak a couple minutes about if somebody borrowing money from Isha, or who are then if Isha borrows money? So luck is, we mentioned in the past, there's a mitzvah to lend money, there's a tremendous mitzvah of lending money, so it's a great thing to put money in the gemach, there's a mitzvah of lending money. And Batsim, Batsim, also have the mitzvah. And the Shaila is, let's say, we'll put the Shaila twofold. It's like this. So somebody's wife and a friend of hers, $5,000.
Whose money is hers?
$5,000. And their both husbands found out about it. They both weren't too happy. The Levi said that he's not paying back. Because whatever, I don't know. She wasted the money. I didn't want to borrow the money. I'm not paying it back. It's, you know, if we ever get divorced, so I die first. You know, it's okay. She can pay back. I'm not paying it back.
He doesn't let his wife take any money from them to pay it back. You know, wasn't allowing the money out.
No, not doing it. The Malva, she wants to get his parents for her, but pushing her life. The Malva also wasn't too happy about it. Anyway, conversations. anyhow, I'll go find them. The lay was a Gavir Shankamayo. Like, became the Mamash Gavir Shankamayo. But I'll give it to them a story. Anyhow. So, in terms of the Etzim Halacha, So, first, when the Gael taking.
She didn't have any money.
She makes some money, Okay, so in terms of, let's just start borrowing money from Isha, start with that. So there's a lach in Hilchos Staka that you're not supposed to take Staka from Isha, why not? Because it's not considered their money. Remember, the Gemara says you only take a davar muad, not a davar meruba, which is the point of last week's parasha, right? Discusses, right? But what's the shot that it says they brought their jewelry to the Mishkan, how could they go ahead and do it? Chayra, you know, I'll take a Staka from Nashim. So there's a Santa Mesa that had the Kisiyah Gedolah of Aaron Cutler and Rabbanan Hanin L'Shaila. What's the pshat? That they would take money for the Mishkan. You know, I take Davar Muad from Nashim. So the Gerei Rebbe was walking by, there's the good news. So Avraham said, no, it's for Gereba. So there's the Gereba, what's the Pshat? So Gereba said, what's the Shaila? They got the man. They had the man. What's the Shaila? So what's the Pshat in the Gereba? So it's to do with the Gereba was always Makatzer. So his son was Pnei Menachem, we're getting mixed up. Then Miyam is Pnei Menachem, I'm getting mixed up. His son said the Mahal Chadav is like this, the Pshat is that. What Pshat Mezayin is, Mezayin is Tachas Ma'asi Yadav. That's Pshat, Ma'asi Yadav is Tachas Mezayin is. But in the Midbar, where they had the Mon, so there's no reason why you should get her Ma'asi Yadav. So therefore, they had money, and therefore, the Pshat would be able to take money from the Nashim. But Gemara, the Siparna says in the Pashas, says we have the Nashim and the Nashim, that they came together. So what Pshat they came together? Came together because they all take the stucker from Nashem, therefore they did it. Because you only take the wood and then the mitzvah. So who did the Hava? You only take a small amount, not a large amount. The question is, small amount, the Zomidi Lai doesn't care about, but once you get an amount where the person cares about it, then it's a problem. But when you have one of these stucker events, you know when they make these stucker events, like the pressure events, what they call again, that they want.
Matching 100?
No, they get together like 6 people, like 8 people, like 20 people in a room, and then one guy gets up, okay, I'm going to give. They make a coin, he says, I'm gonna give 10,000, I'm gonna give 5,000, like he's gonna 10,000, I'm gonna give 5,000, what? Like whatever, and then you feel like you're like, you know. So because the main lady who did it, like pledged a certain amount, and then it goes all thing, and she came home, wasn't like, you're crazy? You're not giving that. But anyhow, so the answer to all these, now I take stucca from Nashim and Devon Moore, not a Devon Moore, but who didn't buy all that? You only could borrow money a little bit, not a lot, because there's, you know, it has to be umdina that the husband lets. And the reason she would discuss, let's say she says, my husband lets me, she's allowed to believe her. But when it's time, if it's a Davar Merubah, she doesn't say anything, then it's not so posh. So it's telling society how much, but significant.
Telling the husband how much money they have?
Yeah, it might be. It might be on the grace of giving, it might be different than.
So $5,000
for the model is Davar Merubah, or for the labor.
What?
One second, that's the look. Now. If the Yad Avraham in the Hilchot Tzedakah brings down a lady who's nuisim nuisim tzechbeisay, so yeah, he runs the finances, runs the house. So then everybody says that maybe it's lima s'chus to take a bigger amount because there's omdina that she's running the finances, omdina that he lets her go ahead and do it.
Nowadays they're both
hetchman. What?
Nowadays they're both hetchman in most places.
What? That
the wife runs the finances.
Oh, so get that in a second. Okay. So there is a tshuva from Shlomo Kluger which discusses that you write in the Ksuba that you're going to give the Mishlap and the Chesaya Shavu B'Shavu. You write in the Lashon, you're going to have a Skus and the Chasim Shavu B'Shavu. So Shlomo says that you give her Skus and half the money. Therefore, she has Skus and half the money. Therefore, she should have to do, because once you have the Lashon Ksuba, you should have to give her a much larger amount. So Shlomo Kluger said, no, you can't say that, because if you say that, you'd be Uyker Kame Dine Min HaTaira. And he says the lashon of Ksuba. You know what it says in Ksuba? No, you know, you married yet? You know what it says in Ksuba? So it's just a lashon ba'alma. It's like a nice thing. We're going to be like equal, and you're going to give you like rights. But it doesn't mean like you own. Not that she owns the money, mamish. That's what he writes. So this truth. Now Sham discusses it. He said the bati dinim sometimes pull out the lashon of Ksuba when they want to split the assets in a divorce case. They want to throw the book at the husband. Sometimes they'll pull out that. That's sad to say that Isha is chus and chus 50-50. So then, Shemuel says you cannot be semach and I take stakam and anashim. Akapana. So what's the story with someone once stopped me in the yeshiva and said that my wife gives stakam to the place which I hate the most. It drives me crazy. So what should he do about it? So I asked him, who makes the money? She said, she makes the money. Okay, so what's the law? She makes some money. Is it her money or not her money? So that's a mezainis talking about siyadah. That's a, if you give her mezainis, my siyadah goes to the husband. If she says, same my siyadah from mezainis secha, any zainis v'ni oisa, I don't want your food and I don't want whatever, then anachalami, she gets to keep her own, money and it won't tanka go to the husband. The shayla is, let's say the marit has a mishnah, and prechazal, he's marit. Because the marit, let's say she's making a lot of money and is that the Maisei Adeling Mark Supas? Mark Supas is you have to do Tviya, you have to do certain things, Samar. You're doing different things. You're a computer programmer. So with there, it's like the Marit. It could be that Maisei Adeling Bacha doesn't go to the husband. Only Maisei goes to the husband is like Maisei Adeling of certain things, what Isham Shuba do. She's doing something out of the range of the Maisei Adeling of the Mark Supas. Maybe that in that situation there is no.
Maisei
Adeling Mark Supas. Maisei Adeling Mark Supas. Maybe do Samar, Pishtim. Let's say she's a. What?
She doesn't make
What?
She's not paying for Ramadan also.
No. Oh, okay. Could be. Yeah. That could be also. She's making all the money since she's not paying the mezonis, not giving any mezonis. But al kapanim. So the Aruch Hashulchan says that klapei tzedaka could be samech on that klapei vesad that she's making the money. Then even if she doesn't say any zayin zayin yaisa, could be it's a built-in zayin zayin yaisa, could be it's her money, and if you'd be able to go ahead and take it. Anyhow, so with the midigay avav, she's making the money, then and if maybe you would take a dam ruba, if not, you should only borrow money from the isha, she has rishus from the husband.
Well,
there's a different maisa, like the grandmother used to like, every grandchild is like $1,000 to the grandchild. The grandfather's like very stingy. Like, couldn't have stuff to do, but he's like, billionaire. Like, you know, we're billions. And she was $1,000. Like, she's just like, you know, shuffle on the side, gift to each grandchild, you know. So the question is down with her and that. So, could be over there, it's a double muad. I'm not sure. Copy down.
What
happened to the service? Oh, so go back to that. Okay, so in terms of borrowing money, it probably wasn't the right thing to do. In terms of if a lady borrows money, so said she borrows money, if she borrowed money for her own personal uses, not for mezainas, and not for tzorcher bayis, so the luck is, can't get, she doesn't have any money, and you don't pay back until they get divorced or the husband dies. She doesn't have any, doesn't have her own money, so then you don't get the money back. And if she borrows for tzrachim in the house, so being that she runs the house and the husband is shoved, but she borrowed, she borrows herself some nice jewelry and she borrows herself some nice clothes, so then the luck is, then you would not be able to get it back, and she doesn't have any money.
He
doesn't have to pay back her chayiv. It's not her chayiv, and she doesn't have any money. So it's not like a fashan bias, not for sure. But technically, if they borrow money from a zaynis, then you have to. But it wasn't a zaynis.
She bought a new dining table, and he says, "Why buy a dining table myself?" She bought it.
So that would be totally, is that a tzarich in the house, or just a luxury? It won't be so. As you see, it's a luxury, and the chami, it could be in that case. So because he says he's not paying back, eventually they paid back, eventually.
So if the woman's making all the money,
but
the husband didn't have a shift.
So then the chami, then you'd have a tfiyah to go ahead and give it back.
So, no.
So then the chami, they'd have to go ahead and pay back.
So the husband won't survive. Why is
making
money
and
the husband
wants
to buy things? He's only
allowed
to buy things that she must come to.
Okay, second. Oh, I mean, maybe technically.